Hi, this is Kevin Craig. On July 27, 2009, I had the privilege of interviewing Jeff Dietrich from the Los Angeles Catholic Worker. I met Jeff back in the mid-1980s, maybe 86, possibly 84. I read the biography of Dorothy Day by William Miller, which I notice is available for sale at Amazon.com, a used copy for 96 cents. That's a no-brainer. One of the best books I've ever read. Very inspiring, very transformational. I subscribed to the Catholic Worker newspaper, which is published in New York, which is the House of Hospitality founded by Dorothy Day in the 1930s. And one of the issues of the Catholic Worker newspaper had in the centerfold, the center spread, a directory of all the houses of hospitality in the country, including a listing of the house in Los Angeles. Well, I was born in Los Angeles and lived my life down in the Southern California suburbs. And the reason, I guess, that I came across Dorothy Day was because I had been thinking about Matthew 25, where Jesus says, "The way you treat the least of these is the way you treat me." And it occurred to me that my suburban lifestyle was one where the least of these were deliberately screened away from my life. That Jesus says, "Did you give food? Did you give food to the hungry? Did you give drink to the thirsty? Clothing to the homeless? Shelter to the homeless? Did you do those things to these people?" And I'm going, well, where are these people? I've never seen them. In my whole life, I've never seen a homeless person. I've never seen these people. And that's because my suburban lifestyle shielded me from those people. So I was asking, what is my responsibility under Matthew 25? That led me to Dorothy Day and the Catholic Worker. And the Catholic Worker newspaper led me to the Los Angeles Catholic Worker, which also publishes a newspaper of its own called The Agitator, which is what Peter Morin wanted to call the Catholic Worker newspaper. So I decided to trot on down to Los Angeles, to the Skid Row area, and see what this Catholic Worker thing was about. And it was very interesting, very illuminating. Get your eyes open if you've never been to Skid Row, if you've never seen what's down there. It's a very interesting and, like I say, illuminating, eye-opening experience. And I volunteered down there at the soup kitchen on Skid Row, helping to fix lunch for, maybe 1,000 homeless people, and eventually found my way back to the House of Hospitality, where some of the homeless stay, where the Catholic Worker community lives, which is called Hennessy House in East L.A., and eventually I read an article in the Orange County Register about some Catholic workers from Los Angeles who had opened up a Catholic Worker House of Hospitality in Santa Ana in Orange County. I actually lived right on the L.A.-Orange County line. I was more familiar with L.A., having attended USC just a couple of miles, seems like, from Skid Row, and didn't really know my way around Orange County, but eventually I visited the Catholic Worker in Santa Ana, and it was quite a bit different than the Los Angeles Catholic Worker. The Los Angeles Catholic Worker is a big institution in the sense that it serves 1,000 people. The Catholic Worker in Santa Ana was much more of a family-oriented kind of a thing. In fact, it was led by a family. The Catholic Workers that left the Los Angeles Catholic Worker to form the Santa Ana Catholic Worker in Orange County were a family, Jonathan and Rio Parfrey, and I guess at that time they had 3 kids. So they moved into this big house in Santa Ana, an old house, and began opening up the house to the homeless and began doing what Dorothy Day and Peter Morin suggested Christians should do. And so I was really entranced by this family-centered kind of house of hospitality. Instead of a soup line where the homeless line up all around the block and get a styrofoam bowl of soup, maybe a plate with some salad or bread, the Santa Ana Catholic Worker invited the homeless into their home, about 30 at a time, into their dining room, where they had tables set up with tablecloths and cloth napkins and a centerpiece on the middle of the table. And it was kind of like a dinner, a sit-down dinner, and it was a chance to not just serve the poor, but to eat lunch with the poor. So it was a very remarkable experience as well. I asked if I could move in, even though I wasn't Catholic. And basically, I just wanted to get some experience there and maybe stay for a few months or maybe a year. I ended up staying for 7 or 8 years. And during this time, there were a number of opportunities to connect with the Los Angeles Catholic Worker, with retreats and lots of different events that take place at the Los Angeles Catholic Worker. So I've had more chance to get to know Jeff Dietrich and his wife, Catherine, wonderful people and real role models, real exemplary Christians. And so it was a great, after having moved to Missouri and having lost contact with Jeff for a few years, it was nice to really talk with him again and to talk about some questions that were raised by some people that I've recently had a chance to get acquainted with.